about testing, particularly genomic testing, mutational testing, squamous versus non-squamous? In terms of non-squamous, you know, in the past, people would say, we get EGFR, ALK, and ROS1. If they're negative, we, quote, send off NGS or multiplex testing, and we consider that in second line. But we know when we thought about it, after having talked to so many people, you know, it's fine to send, maybe it's more economic to send off NGS and get, I don't know, hundreds of assays. But from a practical point of view, there are really only seven things that really were going to change what you're going to do. Is that, you know, and theoretically, if you had enough tissue, you could just assay the seven alterations and not do a very multicentric assay. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think you've hit upon a key thing, which is that these assays, we test for many more things than we need to know. And I think that's actually a source of criticism by rational people, that we're testing for more things than we know what to do with. So if we had 400 genes in an assay and we knew what to do with 9, what are we doing with the other 400 or the other 391? And so I think that's a reasonable concern. I think the rationale for doing NGS is tissue efficiency. We make sure that we get as many tests done on one sample as we can, and that's what we're aiming for. The challenge is that developing NGS assays is not the most straightforward process. And when folks develop these assays, they want to develop it for a broad range of tumors, and they want to be able to run the same assay on breast cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer, melanoma, you know, all these things all in one fell swoop. And I think that's the key to why the NGS assays are what they are today. And our job as oncologists is to separate the wheat from the chaff, realize that P53 mutations aren't something that we can make a decision based on today, and recognize that when a provider recommends an mTOR inhibitor because of some mutation you've never heard of, we have to realize that it's not the right next step for the patient. We have to recognize the mutations that we've heard of, the ones that we know have targeted therapies with proven efficacy, and focus on using those.